From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
On the Farm Radio is pleased to promote and support the National FFA organization. Young people involved in agricultural education and leadership today will be our next generation of agriculturalists tomorrow. Contact your local FFA chapter to see how you can support our next generation of farmers and agribusiness leaders. More information at ffa.org.
You are listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
We are talking today with Ivy Ward. She is with Farm Credit of the Virginias. And Ivy, you are located in the mountain state of West Virginia, and your title is Program Coordinator. Tell us what you do.
So I am a program coordinator for Farm Credit of the Virginias Knowledge Center, which means I get to establish different resources and events for the producers within our area.
I understand that you're focused on a couple of particular programs here in the winter of 2023-2024, and those concern mental health.
Yeah, so I'm really excited to be able to share a little bit about our mental health resources today. We have a couple different on different fronts. So for our member borrowers, we offer a member assistance program and work-life services. So these are free to our members, and it's confidential for the members and the individuals within their household. So we offer assessment and counseling, legal services, online services, and financial services. And if anybody is interested in learning more about that program, how they can access those resources, they can find that on our website. So farmcreditofthevirginias.com. And then under our About page, there's a section called Member Benefits, and you will see our Member Assistance Program located there to be able to find that information and how individuals can access those resources.
Can you give us a practical example of what that might include, the Member Assistance? Give me just an example without naming names, of course.
Yeah, of course. So if an individual is struggling and they've been trying to get into a counseling service, but it's just maybe not available in their area or their local counseling services are all booked up, they could go through this member assistance program and set up an appointment to be able to talk to a therapist. And these resources are available 24/7, 365 days a year.
So tell me about another facet of your programs. I believe it's charitable contributions.
Yes. So through our Charitable Contributions Fund, we were able to work with Eastern West Virginia Community and Technical College. They created the Workforce Opportunity Regional Center and Services. They applied for our Charitable Contributions Fund and received funding for a project called Agriculture Business Modeling for Reduced Stress and Mental Health Management. So with the money that they received through our Charitable Contributions Fund, they will be working to create different resources and events that will focus on business and mental health training for agriculturalists.
That is very interesting. And of course, we're talking today with Ivy Ward with Farm Credit of the Virginias, and we're talking about it's a very sensitive topic for a lot of people. People, and you know farmers, Ivy. I know farmers. We all know farmers. This is a topic they don't like to talk about. Mental health and stress, it happens all the time. Farmers see stressful situations. Agriculture is a stressful situation, and the farm economy over the past couple of years has not been the best. We've seen high interest rates. We've seen a lot of people who are looking for help, that the labor force, there's a shortage there. So there is a lot of stress. Would you agree with that assumption?
Yeah, definitely. And mental health is something that is very important that Farm Credit of the Virginias has recognized, and we want to make sure that we're offering those services like that member assistance program. But we also want on-demand resources for individuals to be able to look up and do their own research. So not only if they're noticing issues that they need to bring to the forefront, but so they can recognize maybe if somebody else is going through those issues. We also have some on-demand resources. So in the Farm Credit of the Virginia's Knowledge Center website, we have a From the Ground Up Business Toolkit. And within that toolkit, we have a mental health section that has a couple on-demand resources. So we have some resource tip sheets, links to different websites that have information, and then also access to a rural resilience training that has just some different information to be able to keep your eyes and ears open and recognize some of those struggles that other individuals are going through. So we're hopeful that through our charitable contributions fund and those resources and events that group will be doing, our member assistance program, and then also our on-demand resources within our business toolkit, that individuals are able to find those mental health resources in our rural areas within our footprint.
Very well. And walk me through this process, if you will. Okay, I'm at the website, farmcreditofvirginias.com. Now what do I do?
So to get to the member assistance program information, you're going to go to the About and then Member Benefits. And then if you scroll down, you'll see Member Assistance Program, and that's how you can learn more about that information. If you're looking for our on-demand resources, if you go to the main page of the website, then go to Knowledge Center, it will take you to a page that then has resources. And then if you click under Farm Management, it will take you to a page that has the Agricultural Business Toolkit. You can request instant access there. You have to fill out just a short information about your name and your email, where you're from, just so that way you can gain access to that toolkit, and there are mental health resources in there as well.
Very well. Ivy Ward with Farm Credit of the Virginias, thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Stay tuned. Your daily pearl of wisdom is coming up next.
Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer, here to tell you that if you have backyard poultry, nothing is more important than making sure your feathered friends are safe from infectious poultry diseases. Learn the simple steps to keep your birds healthy by visiting this website, healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov. That's healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov.
A message from the USDA.
More rural and agricultural news at our website, onthefarmradio.com. Our pearl of wisdom today, saw this one recently on a church sign. It said, live simply, love generously, care deeply, speak kindly, and leave the rest to God. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm each.